Captain Frank Barracaro joins us now to tell us a little bit more about his stake in the games. First, tell me a little bit about the games. How do they work, and what's the goal?
The Warrior Games are similar to a Paralympics event in which you have individuals that have suffered varying degrees of injuries or wounds through military service or combat itself, and it kind of sets all the services to compete against one another. So Army is competing against the Marine Corps, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, and Special Operations Commands in various events from track and field to cycling to archery to shooting.
So it's kind of like a friendly competition.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So what was the process that led you from injury recovery to competing in something like the Warrior Games?
What actually led me here is I after being wounded in Afghanistan, I was in a hospital, and the doctors were kind of discussing how they were going to amputate my arm when I was watching something on TV about some folks using a bow, and I mentioned I would like to use it, and one of the doctors looked at me and said that I would never shoot a bow. And that kind of was my motivator to start doing it. And I started to shoot a bow, never done it before, and discovered the therapeutic aspects of archery. And that led to me competing for a position on the 2013 Warrior Games team last year for Team Army, and I did make it for archery, compound archery, rifle and pistol. And then I competed last year at the Warrior Games and took a gold medal in archery, a bronze medal in archery, and then a bronze medal in pistol.
So archery, not even as a game, is more therapeutic for you than you've ever imagined.
Oh, absolutely, ma'am. Absolutely. The thing about archery is it's so much more of a mental game than it is a physical one. So it really allows someone who's been injured physically to compete at the same level as someone who hasn't. And it's a real, real balancing factor, kind of equalizes everyone out.
And you mentioned that you were previously in a version of the Warrior Games. Tell me a little bit about your experience in that.
Yes, ma'am. I competed last year for the first time. It was my first time at the Warrior Games. And the experience was incredibly wonderful. Not only did I get to witness all these soldiers and Marines and airmen and sailors who were injured or wounded in service to our nation competing, but also my two young children were able to see this. When they were out here at the games with my wife and I, they were able to see folks in wheelchairs and folks with horrible burns and folks who have had to live with their quote-unquote new normal and overcome incredible adversity to reach this level of competition, because it is a very competitive arena here.
Do you feel the games has a really positive impact on people who maybe aren't familiar with Wounded Warrior Project or any other type of, after-war injury?
Yes, they do, because the Warrior Games actually have nothing to do with the Wounded Warrior Project. That's a separate entity that, is not affiliated at all with the Warrior Games. This is strictly run by the Department of Defense. The government runs this, and it funds all of it. We do have folks who donate money and help support it as well, such as Deloitte, and Herschel Walker actually donated, I think, $50,000 this year to the Warrior Games. But the Wounded Warrior Project actually does not have anything to do with it.
Okay, so they're two separate entities.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
And lastly, what advice do you have to service members who are recovering from injuries and maybe feel like they'll never get to a new normal?
Just try as many new things as you can, and you may not even realize something that you're good at that you never did before, and there's an opportunity waiting for you if you're just willing and courageous to take the risk.
And before we go, do you have anything else like you'd want to share with us?
I'd love to talk about the therapeutic aspects of the Warrior Games and all the activities that are there through the Therapeutic Rec Program, but also thank the local support that I received there in Gainesville and the community. They're at Charlie Company in Gainesville. The commands at the Georgia Army National Guard has supported me by letting me train inside the armory, giving me complete access to the facilities there, which has been phenomenal and critical in my preparation for the games. Also, members of the Shirley family who own some property in Gainesville who have allowed me to train on their farm, also been pivotal. And then some of the local vendors there, like the Foxhole and the Outdoor Depot, that have been instrumental in preparing and getting everything ready for this event.
Retired Army Captain Frank Barracaro, thanks so much for joining us today. Good luck in the games, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, ma'am.